black cab to Camden Tube. Her attack of Tommy phobia has backed off nicely, but the trough of soul delay has opened out into horizonless horse latitudes. She fears she'll be becalmed before she can lay in supplies, on automatic pilot in a supermarket in the high street, filling a basket, mirror world fruit, Colombian coffee, ground for a press, 2% milk. In a nearby stationer's, heavy on art supplies, she buys a roll of matte black gaffer's tape. Heading up Parkway toward Damien's, she notices a flyer adhering to a lamppost, in rain-faded monochrome, a frame grab from the footage. He looks out as from depths. Works at Cantor Fitzgerald, gold wedding band. Parkaboy's email is text-free. There is only the attachment. Seated before Damien's cube, with the 2-cup French press she bought on Parkway. Fragrant waft of powerful Colombian. She shouldn't drink this. It will not so much defer sleep as guarantee nightmares, and she knows she'll wake again in that dread hour, vibrating. But she must be present for the new segment. Sharp. Always now, the opening of an attachment containing unseen footage is profoundly liminal, a threshold state. Parkaboy has labeled his attachment number 135, 134 previously known fragments of what? A work in progress? Something completed years ago and meted out now for some reason in these snippets? She hasn't gone to the forum. Spoilers. She wants each new fragment to impact as cleanly as possible. Parkaboy says you should go to the new footage as though you've seen no previous footage at all, thereby momentarily escaping the film or films that you've been assembling, consciously or unconsciously, since first exposure. Homo sapiens are about pattern recognition, he says, both a gift and a trap. She slowly depresses the plunger, pours coffee into a mug. She's draped her jacket cape-style round the smooth shoulders of one robotic nymph. Balanced on its stainless pubis, the white torso reclines against the gray wall. Neutral regard, eyeless serenity. 5 in the evening and she can barely keep her eyes open. Lifts her cup of black unsweetened coffee. Mouse clicks. How many times has she done this? How long since she gave herself to the dream? Maurice's expression for the essence of being a footage head. Damien's studio display fills with darkness absolute. It is as if she participates in the very birth of cinema. That Lumiere moment, the steam locomotive about to emerge from the screen, sending the audience fleeing out into the Parisian night. Light and shadow, lover's cheekbones in the prelude to embrace.